With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A deadly shooting was an apparent domestic murder-suicide at a Rhode Island ice rink yesterday. Three others are hospitalized in critical condition. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
A gunman who opened fire at a Rhode Island youth hockey game, killing two adults and injuring three others, was stopped after a fellow spectator intervened. Pawtucket Police Chief Tina Goncalves.
That's probably what led to a swift end of this tragic event.
She said the shooter died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot. Goncalves says investigators think the shooting at the Dennis M. Lynch Arena was targeted and may have involved a family dispute. Governor Dan McKee says the state is grieving again after another recent mass shooting. Audio courtesy of WJAR. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The federal government is stepping in to help protect the Potomac River after a sewage mishap. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The collapse of a major sewer pipe in the D.C. suburbs of Montgomery County, Maryland, has caused an overflow of more than 240 million gallons of wastewater into the Potomac River. On Monday, President Trump accused Maryland's Democratic governor of mismanagement and directed the federal government to step in. But the governor's office pushed back and said the leak is the federal government's responsibility. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In a social media post, President Trump remembered Jesse Jackson, saying in part, Jesse was a force of nature like few others before him. He loved his family greatly, and to them I send my deepest sympathies and condolences. Jesse will be missed. Jackson died today at the age of 84. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 32 points, the NASDAQ rose 31, the S&P advanced 7. This is SRN News. More bad news about America's young adults. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
We already know they are less inclined to get married and are having fewer kids, so perhaps it should come as no surprise that they are dating less. A new poll released by the Institute for Family Studies finds that well over two-thirds of young adults rarely or never go on a date. The primary reason is money. Most of them don't have enough. But there's also been a rapid rise in social anxiety and an obsession with what the digital world can offer. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York politicians have defiantly raised a rainbow flag at the Stonewall National Monument amid a boisterous cheering crowd after the Trump administration removed the symbol of gay pride from the LGBT landmark. The Park Service quickly took the flag down again, and the Interior Department dismissed the incident as a political stunt, criticizing the city's Democratic leadership. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Netflix granting Warner Brothers Discovery a 7-day waiver, allowing it to re-engage in talks with Paramount Skydance.
In a regulatory filing, Warner Brothers says the waiver will allow it to have discussions with Paramount Skydance on its buyout offer and any potential modifications. The filing says Netflix executed the waiver Tuesday, and Warner Brothers now has until the 23rd of this month to negotiate a possible transaction with Paramount Skydance. Rich Thomason reporting.
General Mills stock fell after saying customers appear to be feeling less confident. NVIDIA swung between being one of the heaviest weights on the market and one of its biggest strengths as AI hopes and worries keep pressuring Wall Street one way then the other. The closing bell, it was a Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 32 points, the NASDAQ up by 31. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNNews.com.